Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Ribayan takashi katakasi tatelele boshante ribayan tekeshi bayandala lebosha katalaha mantakashi tate ribabayan tekeshi bayasite rikatakashi katelele boshi bayaha. Prepare our hearts, Lord. Prepare our hearts for your word in the name of Jesus. May your word today fall on fertile ground in the name of Jesus. Manta siteke shakasite rikatate boshanta lalala boshite rikatakashite mantakashikate leketre boshanta zitate koshakasite telele boshabayaha mantakashite rikababayandele mantakashikatelele boshabayaha lento koshakasita telele boshabayaha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank my God for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank my God for my life. And I want to thank my God for placing me in this wonderful community of Intentional Church. Amen. A community where we reign in life. A community of kings. Amen. Amen. And I want to thank my spiritual parents for giving me this opportunity. Amen. That I can share the word with you today. Amen. I want to thank them in their absentia, and I want us to appreciate them. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Who's excited to be here today? Hallelujah. Who's excited to be here today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today I've been given this privilege, this honor, amen, to share the word today with you. And I am pleased, amen. And I believe that God will use me today to speak to you. God will use me today to touch something in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. And today I will be talking to you about what the Lord has promised you, what the Lord has said to you, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I wanted to tell you today that whatever it is that the Lord has said to you, it shall come to pass. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on that word, because the Lord is saying today, he's affirming his word and saying that it shall come to pass. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, we live in a world whereby it's full of disappointment. We live in a world full of broken promises. We live in a world whereby people don't honor their word. Amen. People can say one thing, but do the other thing. Amen. People can promise you something, but and without even thinking about it, they can break their promise. Hallelujah. But I've come to tell you today that God is different. God is different. What he says, definitely he will do. Amen. God keeps his promises. God is serious about keeping his promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying to you today, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we please turn our scriptures to our Bibles to Genesis 15. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 1 to 6. Amen. God wants the best for you. Hallelujah. Genesis 15, chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. in NLT. It reads as follows. Some time later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." Verse 2. And Abram replied, "Oh, sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth." Verse 3. "You have given me no descendants of my own. So one of my servants will be my heir." Verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." Verse 5. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have." Verse 6. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Abraham had a challenge. You know, God being a good God, God had the heart of blessing Abram. Hallelujah. God had a heart of blessing Abram. Abram didn't go to God and say, "God, please bless me." But this shows us how good God is, that out of nowhere, unprovoked, he came to Abram and said, "I will bless you." He said, I will protect you, and your reward will be great." Hallelujah. Unprovoked. Amen. Because with God, you don't have to beg him. You don't have to try to force him to bless you. Hallelujah. But it's what he wants. Hallelujah. It's his desire. Amen. So I'm saying to you, God is good, and God has good thoughts about you. Amen. But there was a problem here. Abram said, "Lord, I know you want to bless me, right? But what value is this blessing if I can't pass it on? Because I don't have a child. I don't have a son that I can pass this blessing on to." Amen. But God had already thought about that. He said, "No, you will not pass your blessing on to your heir, to your servant." Hallelujah. "But your blessing will come to your son. I will give you a son." Amen. Even that, Abraham did not have to beg God. Amen. Abraham did not have to beg God for him to give him a son. Hallelujah. But God had already thought about it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you today that you don't have to beg God. What God told you, you do not have to beg him. You do not have to beg him for him to cause it to come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to think, what has God promised you? What is that word that you even knew you had forgotten? Even knew you had given up on it. You were saying, "God, I know you promised me this thing, but it's fine. You understand? I can survive without it." What is that thing that God has said to you? Amen. Whether he has said it to you privately, or whether he has said to you through our pastor, but what is that thing that God said to you? Amen. Also, I want to tell you that God is trustworthy and dependable. Hallelujah. Not only does he have good plans for you, but he is trustworthy and dependable. Numbers 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19 says, "God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?" And the answer is no. Amen. God is not like a man. God is not a man, in fact. So he doesn't lie. So what he said to you, he was not lying. Amen. What he said to you, he was not lying. Amen. So believe him. He is trustworthy and dependable. You can depend on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God doesn't make empty promises. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. So if anyone else says something contrary to what God said, they are the ones who are lying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. So when he speaks a word into your life, hallelujah, that word is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. How do we know this? Isaiah 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11. It reads as follows. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God prospers everywhere he sends it. Hallelujah. It prospers everywhere he sends it. Amen. Everywhere means everywhere. Hallelujah. Which means there is no exception. Hallelujah. So there is no excuse good enough for you to say that I think God's word cannot work in this situation. Hallelujah. Because it prospers everywhere where he sends it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. It is effective everywhere. Amen. And it does not come back to him void. Hallelujah. It does not come back to him without accomplishing that thing. Hallelujah. If God said he will heal you, that's what he will do. Hallelujah. And if God said you have come out of poverty, that's what will happen. Hallelujah. It will not come back to him without doing that thing that he had sent it to do. Hallelujah. It will not come back. Amen. So I want you to have confidence today that his word does not come back void. His word does not come back not doing what it was intended to do. Amen. God loves to keep his promises to us. Hallelujah. God loves to keep his promises to us. You know, anyone can do something for you. Hallelujah. Anyone can do something for you. But it feels different when that person loves to do that thing. Hallelujah. God is not a God who does things for us, but he loves it, actually. He actually loves to do it. Amen. So it feels different when someone loves, they enjoy what they are doing. Amen. Because it's not about getting things from God, but it's about knowing that he actually loves it. Amen. Your attitude changes. Amen. That's Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Jeremiah 1, verse 11 to 12. It reads as follows in the NLT. Then the Lord said to me, "Look, Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I replied, "I see a branch from an almond tree." Verse 12 says, "And the Lord said, 'That's right. And it means that I am watching, and I will certainly carry out all my plans.'" The same verse in the CEV Bible, CEV version, it says, verse 11, "The Lord showed me something in a vision. Then he asked, 'What do you see, Jeremiah?' I answered, 'A branch of almonds that ripen early.'" Verse 12, "That's right," the Lord replied. And I always rise early to keep a promise." Hallelujah. I always rise early to keep a promise. Amen. Who has ever been excited that they're going to get something the following day? Who has been excited? It's hard to sleep even that day, right? It's hard to sleep. Maybe you're going for a trip. Maybe you're going for a... It's hard to sleep. Sometimes you even wake up in the middle of the night and you wake up to find out it's actually, you still have another 5 hours before you have to wake up and you have to force yourself to sleep. Amen. That's how God feels. He says that, "I always rise early to keep a promise." So God, he rises early. You rise early when you're excited about something, when you're excited about what's coming. Hallelujah. You rise early. Amen. When you're not looking forward to something, you even oversleep. Hallelujah. You even oversleep. But God says he rises early to keep a promise. To keep that promise that he gave you, he rises early. Hallelujah. To fulfill what he had promised you, he rises early. Hallelujah. He rises early to keep a promise. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that God, you are not too much to God. You are not too much to God, but he just loves it. He just enjoys it. Hallelujah. He just enjoys it. Amen. Another verse in Luke 12, verse 32, it says, "So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." Great happiness. It gives your Father great happiness. Hallelujah. So we are not trying to force God to do these things. We are not trying to force him. It gives him great happiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a good father. That's a good father. And that's the father we need to have in our minds. Hallelujah. That's the picture of the father that God wants us to see. He doesn't want us to see him as someone we have to beg. We don't have to beg him. We don't have to try and come with 50 reasons why this thing must happen. He already desires to do these things. Hallelujah. He always is saying that, what can I do? What can I do? Hallelujah. He always has good plans for us. Amen. Amen. God has pleasure. God has pleasure in blessing you. Amen. Amen. God also has an expectation from you in order for him to bring these things to pass in your life. Hallelujah. God has an expectation from you. Amen. And he needs you to believe in him. Hallelujah. He needs you to believe in him. Amen. Matthew 16:21. Hallelujah. God needs you to believe in him, and then God needs you to say these things, to confess these things that he has promised you. Hallelujah. It reads as follows. "From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders." Amen. "The leading priests and the teachers of religious law." Amen. He would be killed, and on the third day he would be raised from the dead. So this is after Jesus asked Peter, he asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? And then Peter told Jesus who he was. And then he said that flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Amen. So after that now, he began now telling them. And the Bible says, I like the Bible says, from then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples. Hallelujah. So meaning, before that, he had not told them anything. Hallelujah. He hadn't told them. The Bible says, yeah, because Jesus wanted this thing to come to pass, now he started the process of telling them what was going to come to pass. Hallelujah. He started telling them now. Because remember, Jesus also had to live by the principles that he expects us to live by. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, okay, I want this thing to come to pass. What must I do? I must begin to tell people. I must begin to tell people. Hallelujah. So because he saw that it was necessary for me to go to the cross and die and raise from the dead, what does Jesus say? He began to tell also. Who will you begin to tell today? Who will you begin to tell about the promises that God has given you? Who will you begin to tell about what you are expecting from God? Amen. And let's listen to what Jesus said. He began to tell the disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law, that he would be killed, and on the third day, he would be raised from the dead. So Jesus didn't leave out any details. Hallelujah. He was specific because he knew that he wanted a specific result. Hallelujah. So he was specific about what he told them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say, it is necessary for me to die. Hallelujah. Because Jesus' end game was not for him to just die. He had to say also, it is necessary for me to die and to rise. Hallelujah. So Jesus confessed the death and the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today I want to encourage you to start the process of telling. Tell people about what the Lord has promised you. Hallelujah. You must tell people about what you are expecting. Hallelujah. Because that's what will follow. It will follow your words. Hallelujah. What is coming will follow your words. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's not be lazy to confess. Let's not be lazy to say these things. Amen. Because we are confident in our hearts that God has certainly done it. We are confident in our hearts that our good Father will perform these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I wanna encourage you today that, you know, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. And whatever doubt you have in your heart, I want you to get rid of it now, because it will come to pass. Amen. Dead dreams today are coming to life. Dead dreams, forgotten words today are coming to life. Forgotten words today are coming to life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not sleep on it, and God will not sleep on what he has said to you. But he will rise early to perform it. Hallelujah. God will rise early to perform what he had said to you. Hallelujah. God will not be lazy to perform it. Hallelujah. Amen. And we don't have to beg God. Amen. And we don't have to beg God. Amen. But he's going to do it willingly. He's going to do it with love. He's going to do it with excitement. He's going to do it with enthusiasm. He's going to do it for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 21, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 21, verse 1 to 3. God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. Genesis 21, verse 1 to 3 says, the Lord kept his word. Hallelujah. The Lord kept his word. Remember, he promised Abraham a son? It says, the Lord kept his word. Amen. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. Amen. If you read an earlier scripture, it's when Abraham welcomed the three angels to eat at his house. Amen. And then they prophesied and said that in a year's time, Sarah will give birth to a son. Amen. So then this scripture says, the Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. Amen. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. Amen. This happened at just the time God had said it would. And Abraham named their son Isaac. Amen. Abraham and Sarah's situation was not ideal. Abraham and Sarah's situation was not ideal. So you can't say that, no, it's a coincidence. Hallelujah. It was not ideal. Amen. Naturally, they should not have been able to do that. Naturally, they should not have been able to bear a child at that age. Hallelujah. So even you, naturally, you should not be doing what you are going to do. Naturally, you should not have what you're going to have. Naturally, you should not be in the places that God will put you in. Hallelujah. Naturally, people are going to say, it's not possible. People are going to say, no, not you. It can't be you. Hallelujah. But God will do it for you. God will do it for you. Amen. God will do it for you because God is not about natural things. Hallelujah. God is not about natural things. Hallelujah. God will do it for you. Amen. All you need to do is to trust Him. God will do it. God will keep His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will also name your Isaac. Hallelujah. Because even though it was not naturally possible, God will do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even though Abraham waited for 25 years, but his answer came. His Isaac came. So also, don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. God will do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. James 1:12 in the CEV version. James chapter 1 verse 12 in the CEV version. It reads as follows. God will bless you if you don't give up. When your faith is being tested, God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is being tested. He will reward you with a glorious life, just as He rewards everyone who loves Him. Hallelujah. That's the last word I want to leave you with today, is that God will bless you. All you need to do, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on what God has said to you. Hallelujah. Don't give up on that word that God spoke to you. Hallelujah. Because He will do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. God will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to stand up today. I want us to stand up. God has spoken to us today. He loves us so much that we don't have to beg Him for these things. He loves us so much and He wants to do what He promised us. Hallelujah. He wants to do it. It's His pleasure to do it. He rises early to do it. Hallelujah. With excitement. Hallelujah. With enthusiasm. He wants to do it. And we have seen that He actually does do it. Hallelujah. With Abraham, even though it was 25 years, he did it. Hallelujah. Therefore, we must have confidence that He will do it. He will do it even for your life. And that God with nature is not a barrier. Hallelujah. Nature is not a barrier. But if God wants to do it, He will do it. Hallelujah. So don't look at your natural circumstance. Don't look at whatever circumstance that you are in, but believe that He will do it. Amen. Believe that He will do it. Hallelujah. I want us to pray today. First of all, I want us to thank God for this word. I want us to thank Him so much. And I also want us, I want us to ask God to remind us of every promise that He made to us. Because from now onwards, we're going to run with it. I want us to ask Him to remind us, Lord, to remind us every single good thing that He has planned for us. Because from now onwards, we believe that He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Makashita telebo shakate. Rebebe shanta lesika tatalebo shibayaha. Lentoko shaka sita kashibaya katele. Rebebe shanta kashika teke sita telebo shante. Manta kashibaya ndele.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.